The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It is hour number two. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour? Well, if you had the older dog at plus 500 to be the one to disrupt the show, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You cashed your ticket. It's funny. The whole time I've been doing it at home, the little dog hasn't barked. Like, she'll come in here and she'll hang around with me for a few minutes just to make sure I'm alive, and then she leaves. And then, so I thought it was okay to have the old one in here because she freaks out over the thunder. And, when the thunder hit close again, she starts barking like an idiot, so I had to kick her out. So,
is it not storming now? I haven't heard it in a while.
It's not storming, but we're getting a lot of, you know, lightning and thunder.
Okay.
So the rain part has stopped briefly, at least over here. Aaron, what's it like in the lovely Galleria area?
Not raining, but lightning and thunder a lot, and about every 4 or 5 minutes, there'll be a gigantic lightning bolt followed by a whole lot of thunder.
Hey, I've got to give a shout out today, Fred.
Okay.
To Matt De La Salle from Copperhead Brewing, who I know he's came through for you. He came through for me today, like a boss.
All right.
And so now I've got some beer from him, from Copperhead, and from Texas Leaguer Brewing, which I guess is down in Fort Bend County. I don't think I've had much of their stuff, if any. But he brought me some of that to sample, so I'm looking forward to that. And he drove up to my hood and dropped it off for me. I guess he lives by the racetrack, so he's not too far from my hood anyway. But, yeah, much appreciated and looking forward to drinking them.
Yeah, I'm guessing he probably brought you some of the same ones he brought me, and they were great. And he's a good dude. They make some really good beer. So, good job, Matt. I know, my beer collection is getting a little bit thin, believe it or not.
So. Mine's not. I'm bringing more in, than I can even drink again. I'd gotten pretty good about that, but lately I've been back to hoarding, and because I don't have anybody to share with, I'm drinking by myself. So,
yeah. Well, I went through a stretch of about 2 weeks there. It's like, well, I'm going to die anyway. What am I saving this beer for?
That's the question you've got to ask yourself.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, I'd love to have this to celebrate something. And so, you know, I had a couple of the ones I'd been saving when we did the 10-year thing. I thought, okay, this is good.
The problem becomes when you've got, like, you know, an 18% barrel-aged stout in a 750-milliliter bottle. Like, what am I waiting on isn't always the only concern.
Right.
You know, can I do this by myself without feeling like complete garbage tomorrow?
Yeah, and I don't like to pop them and then have half of it and put it back in the,
nope,
in the refrigerator. I mean,
if I open it, I'm going.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, but I've still got about 8 or 9 of those types of beers, and then just a bunch of others that I haven't. So I probably still have about 25, but you know, I have gone through a lot of them, and you know, just because, you know, we don't know when the Ronaverse is going to end. And man, I'm getting so tired of reading all these stories that, oh, it could be 4 or 5 years before this thing's under control. Stop with that, people. I mean, I there are times I just don't even want to go online. But that the WHO warns us that it could 5 years to bring it under control. I mean, are you bleeping kidding me?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to hear that either. But if that's true, yeah, it's true. But there's nothing we can do about it. That's kind of one of the things I've accepted is, you know, all the bitching, all the complaining, there's not a whole lot we can do about it, because the fact that not everyone is on board with the ways that, you know, they've recommended, either, you know, self-isolation or masks or anything like that, because we're not going to get everybody on board. None of that stuff's going to really make a huge difference anyway. So unless the entire society is willing to be on one way or the other, eventually, you know, I guess everybody's just going to get sick. And the hope is that they don't all get sick at the same time.
Yeah, because, you know, so far it hasn't overwhelmed the hospitals here. And as long as that's...
I think the only case that it really got overwhelmed was in New York City, like in the early days of it. I think it was overwhelming for them. But I think since then, it's been manageable.
Well, and, you know, I still have not heard one good argument against wearing a mask. And I've accepted that people have decided that some people have decided they're not going to wear them. And, okay, that's fine. But I really... just once I'd like to hear a real reason, not, oh, it's my personal choice, or they're inconvenient.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the other, the biggest frustration for me is, if you want everything to be open and you know, we're talking about getting business back and booming again, great. If all it's going to take for that is wearing a mask, who's against that? Like, why be against that?
And can I just throw one more
Is it really a priority to get business back and going again if you're not willing to wear a mask for it to happen?
Right. But I'll just say this. I have been more than happy to wear them because, you know, I'm more than happy to cover up my face. A lot of my friends on Twitter who are doing the bitching about not wearing them, dude, you could benefit from wearing that mask.
Put that mask on,
bro. You are uglier than me. And it's time to admit it, so put the damn mask on. Just spare us having to see your damn face. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, hey, it's your choice. You do what you want. I have yet to hear a good reason not to do it. And I'm ready for the world to open back up. I'm ready for people to get back to work. I'm almost ready for a haircut. But I'm gonna do it with a mask. And then, you know, it's, oh, there's no proof that they work. Well, there's no proof that they don't either. So, you know, somebody says Dr. Phil's against wearing masks. If a couple million people die from this to get back to normal, that's okay.
Phil also doesn't believe, like, wasn't he like one of the guys who said that it's not a big deal, we don't need to even worry about this, it's just like any regular old flu season? Dr. Phil's a moron. He's not qualified, he's not licensed to practice in any state in this country. So we can call him Dr. Phil because that's his TV name. I got news for you. Dr. Phil doesn't know anything about this.
Well, neither does Dr. Falcon. But, you know, that's... I'm just, you know, I'm really, honestly, and I'm not trying to be a dickweed here. Somebody please give me a real reason why you don't want to wear one. And just text the show with it. Because I'm curious. Because I have not heard one yet. And if it's the same thing that everybody's spouting, oh, well, that's what they wear in communist China. Really? Really? So one says, what gets me are the people that wear a mask with it pulled down under their nose. Yeah,
that pisses me off, too.
Yeah. Deacon asks, when did flatten the curve become wait for a vaccine? I know Portnoy did a whole bit on that today that got a lot of, maybe it was yesterday, that got a lot of attention. And I tend to agree with that because that was what we were sold on. Let's flatten the curve. And now everybody's talking about, well, we need a vaccine. And it's like, well, that's...
Well, it's also because, I mean, has the curve flattened? let's not act like the curve's flattened, so we're just like, let's get back to normal.
But we don't really know, because we don't know how many actual cases have been out there. We don't know how many actual deaths. I mean, the numbers they throw out there are just the ones that they know about.
Yeah.
So, Jay Garcia said, my 80-year-old dad wanted to go to a restaurant, so we went to the restroom. Dude was in the toilet, ran his hands underwater, no soap, and for like 5 seconds. Oh. I'm done not going anywhere.
That's just gross. Well, that's gross. Yeah, that's gross in your house at a restaurant. That's just a matter of people are disgusting.
Yeah.
Shame.
But, yeah. So the mask prevents asymptomatic people from spreading it. It doesn't prevent you from catching it. So how is that a reason to not wear one?
That's what I'm saying all along.
Yeah. But, you know. I actually, Shrek says, I don't want to wear a mask because I'm too pretty.
Well, maybe he's on to something then.
It's hard to get drunk with a mask on. You know what? There's this thing called the straw. So what? So it's a little inconvenient to drink your alcohol through a straw.
I mean, how about this? I mean, this is a crazy one, but how about don't get wasted in public?
Well, that's okay. But, you know, I mean, I have no problem like if you're going to go out to dinner, you know, I'll just wear a bandana and I'll eat underneath it and drink underneath it and wash the damn thing when I get home. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But so I'm not against it, but from what I hear, guys say it's hard for them to breathe through the mask for 10 hours outside working construction, hard labor type of atmosphere. That I get.
Yeah.
And like lawn guys who usually have to wear them anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, because I'm a bigger guy, it's hard for me to breathe. And, you know,
you know what else will make
like
it hard
that.
To breathe? Catching the Rona.
The Rona. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Greg says where they screwed up was the one they said the mask benefits those around you instead of you. The average American's too small-minded, too spoiled, and too selfish.
Yeah, that's a fact. The average American doesn't care about the person around them. They're like, oh, wearing a mask doesn't help me keep from getting it? No thanks.
Yeah, yeah, that's the – and that's a problem because I think they're the same people who recline their seats on an airplane. And I will say that until my death, which could be any day now from the Rona. L-Train says it's too hot to wear a mask. Well, hey, you know what? I was wearing one the other day, and it was ridiculously hot, and the thing got sweaty. And you know what I did? Threw it in the washing machine when I got home.
Well, that'll work.
Now I'm not going to tell you how it's going to feel when it gets to be 105 around here. But, you know, when it's 105, it's not like you want to be outside much anyway.
Right. So. Yeah, like, is it comfortable being outside in Texas in the summer without a mask? No. That's
yeah.
Welcome to living in Texas. It's too hot. It's too hot for a shirt, but we got to wear them anyway.
Somebody says virus dies in 15 minutes with this Texas weather. I know people hope that. I hope that's the case when it gets hot, but nobody knows, man. I mean, that's the thing. They find out something different about this thing every day.
Yep.
All right, well, I think I'm going to go pop a Carbach. I don't know about you.
I won't do it while I'm on the air because I'm come on, bro. I'm a professional. But yeah, they've got something for everybody. And one of the favorites for the summertime, Tasty Waves, is back. Brewed with sea salt and passion fruit, like being at the beach, even if you're in your own backyard, just a great beer. And the Lil' Cella. Because there's some people, not me, I'll drink the BBH. I'm on that stuff even in the summertime. I know Fred is. But Lil' Cella, listen, if you're worried about your waistline, 96 calories, under 4 grams of carbs, it'll still get you there. So there's something for everybody. They've got all the hoppy beers. They've got the Love Street. If you're looking for something light, they've got something for everyone. That's one of the great things about them. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on with the brewery and the restaurant. And hopefully we'll get back to normal out there soon. But you can still go out there for dinner now. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carbach.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday, Friday. A couple of people saying that, you know, quit shaming people for not wearing masks. It's getting old. You guys do it every day. Hey, guess what? If us shaming you guys gets 10 people to wear masks, I'm all for it.
And, AJ, are you a doctor? Dr. Phil is. The numbers have always been a myth. It's funny that you're like, oh, yeah, Dr. Phil's a real doctor, but I guarantee you're like, what's that Dr. Fauci know? Like a guy who actually specializes in infectious disease, you're like, oh, he's making stuff up. Don't give me Dr. Phil's a real doctor. Come on, bro.
Oh, man. The guy I've been paying attention to what he says now is that Dr. Katz.
Andy Katz?
He is. What's that?
Andy Katz?
Not Andy Katz, no.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, he's for opening stuff back up and doing it responsibly, which is, hey, guess what? I'm all for that. Let's do it, man. And somebody says you wouldn't live in Beaumont because, well, yeah, I'm gonna have a retirement place there, but that's a little different because then I'm gonna want to be as far away from people as possible when that time comes, and I just want a nice place where I can sit out by the pool and write and look at the wildlife and not have to worry about Houston traffic anymore. And so the hope is to have a place in Canada for the summer and that place for the winter. And it's sad that I'm having to think about retirement. So,
well, you're an old.
True. What are the places you'd like to host your first remote when this is over? Well, for me, I'd love to do the first one at Nick's place to get back into to that. I'd like to do one at your cousin's bar again. I'd like to go to Carbach.
Beaumont.
any and all. You know what? Any one of those or anybody at this point, I'm down. as soon as it's okay for us to do it. And you know, I just don't know when that's going to be, and that's pretty far off, I'm afraid. But hey, so you want to talk about this NFL thing?
What NFL thing?
How they're going to award draft picks and things for hiring.
Oh, yeah, I do want to talk about that. That is, am I the only one who thinks that's crazy?
I don't know if it's crazy.
I've got to be careful, Fred, because I was called racist as recently as last night. So I've got to be careful here, but yeah, I'm for the Rooney Rule. I like the idea of making sure teams are at least interviewing minority candidates, and it's not always just a good old boys club, because I think that's what the NFL had turned into. But like rewarding teams for hiring black coaches seems incredibly patronizing. And I don't know. It's far beyond me to put myself in the shoes of a black man. I don't think I would like that rule if I were a black guy. Like, because I don't want anyone questioning me if I get that coaching job. I don't want them questioning if I got it so the team could move up a few spots in the draft.
Yeah, my first thought is, in this day and age, if that's what you have to do to get people hired, that's pretty messed up. But I obviously the program that they have isn't working. And, you know, a lot of these cats that they're hiring, man, aren't good coaches. I mean, you know, Freddie Kitchens was not a good coach. Is Kevin Stefanski a good coach? Probably not.
No.
I think.
But Fred, you got to admit this. There's a lot of black coaches that have been hired that can't coach.
Right. I mean, I agree. But I think
there's just a lot of guys who can't coach at that level, period. black, white, brown, purple, I don't think it matters. I think there's a lot of people who just – there's fewer – just like quarterbacks, there's fewer great coaches than there are open head coaching jobs in the NFL.
Yeah, that's how the king of mediocrity can not just stay here for 6 years but get promoted.
Exactly.
And that's – I mean, but – 832 says, I'm black and I don't like the idea. I know the NFL owners will find a way to manipulate this rule for their benefits.
Of course they would. Like, listen, let's just, and this, obviously this is you know, not a scenario that fits because the Texans have a quarterback that they're pleased with. But let's just say for a second the Texans didn't have Deshaun, or Deshaun had made it clear after the Hopkins thing, I'm not going to be here after my contract ends. I'm going away. The Texans are like, oh man, okay. Romeo Crennel, you're now the head coach. Bill O'Brien, you're going to be the GM. Continue to be the GM, and you're going to have a role. But Romeo's going to be the coach this year. We'll go 0-16. We'll get Trevor Lawrence. And then, oh, look, Romeo went 0-16. Romeo, we got to give Bill O'Brien the reins back. He's going to coach again. I mean, could you see something like that happening? Maybe not quite as blatant, but I could picture it. I could see it happening.
Oh, if you create rules that allow you to manipulate things,
people will find a way to manipulate it.
And what's the NFL going to say? Well, you have to hire the guy for at least 2 years.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a coach in the world that you're going to necessarily say, yeah, this guy's going to get 2 years. Pat in the 409 says, as a black man, that bothers the hell out of me. I get the Rooney rule, but damn, ability has to matter. I just think it does seem patronizing to me. It really does. I agree that there needs to be a better path, but, you know, and you've got to, like, I still, you know, don't understand why you've got a really good offensive coordinator in Kansas City who can't get a job as a head coach. That, you know, I mean, Eric Bieniemy has clearly accomplished as much in his career as an offensive coordinator as well, certainly more than the head coach here in Houston, and more than he had accomplished in his time before he got here. And it just bothers me that that guy can't get a job, but Kevin Stefanski can.
That's wow. That's kind of the problem. And again, you're going to be, oh, they say this rule escalates the draft pick after 2 and 3 years. Regardless, I still think if a team's without a quarterback and they can stink it up for a couple years, make sure that they're going to get somebody good, wouldn't they do that?
Oh, yeah. Believe me, if I'm an NFL owner and there's an opportunity there and you know you're going to be bad for a couple years, and then the worst part about that is you're setting a guy up to fail. You're putting him in a situation that you're intending to not be good. And how's that going to look on his resume?
Yeah, I don't know. Lamont says, yeah, I got to be thinking like O'Brien. O'Brien would just bleach his skin black. He'd put up, like O'Brien would be out there in blackface coaching.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I got to get some of those draft picks back so I can trade them.
Yeah.
There's that. Oh, boy. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Man, did you see that Habib's dad is apparently very sick?
Yep. It's hard times.
In a coma.
Yeah, that's bad.
And Conor McGregor tweeted out a really nice thing about him. And
that's surprising, you know, actually.
For all the stuff that happened between those two, he just, you're praying for the recovery of Abdulmanap Nurmagomedov. I can say his name.
Easy for you, said Nurmagomedov.
Yeah, a man responsible for more world champions across multiple fighting disciplines than we even know. A true martial genius. Very saddened upon hearing this news. Praying for the family at this time. So,
well, that's good of him to say that. But yeah, that's it. And you know, Khabib. They announced that Khabib and Gaethje would fight in September. If that's true, I mean, that's. That's going to impact him for that, I would guess. Because, it's not only is he his dad, it's one of his coaches.
Yeah. So he said freaking Joe Judge got a job before Bieniemy. What the – yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and I listen, I think that we can always kind of tell, and Bienemy is a perfect example of a guy who's worked in a system that, if anything, you should say, listen, this guy's, he's been touched by the right hand. He's been in a situation where his offenses have had nothing but success. He's worked under one of the most respected coaches ever. He's a guy that would demand respect in the locker room. He's a guy who played the game. There's a lot of reasons to like Eric Bieniemy. So when he doesn't get a job, it's like, that kind of makes some sense. But I also think there, and we talked about this, and I don't know that there's a fix to this, but teams having to wait to talk to Eric Bieniemy until he's done coaching, you know, in the playoffs, works to his disadvantage. Because teams are like, we got to get this thing rolling. We can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, teams start firing their coaches week 15, and then they start hiring coaches the day the season ends. So, or they start negotiating with coaches that aren't on another team. They start negotiating with them that day. So, for a team that's in the playoffs, you're not allowed to talk to Eric Bieniemy. That sucks, man. That sucks for Eric Bieniemy. It's not fair.
Yeah, and you look at the coaches who've come out of that tree, and Doug Peterson wins the Super Bowl, and I think Matt Nagy can coach. He certainly improved the team in his first year, but you know, I think they might have gotten stuck with a quarterback that can't play. But I mean, I would take an Andy Reid assistant right now.
Hell, black, white, purple. You've been working with Andy Reid. You got the gig. You've been running Andy Reid's offense for the last couple of years. Yeah, you probably got some. You could do some work for me.
Yeah, I think the joke I saw after the Texans Chiefs game is I would have left O'Brien there and made sure a Bieniemy was on the plane back as my head coach that day. And I would have, but it's not my team. All right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You know it's like
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, I wanted to remind everybody one more time, if you want in on the free communication seminar I'm doing Sunday at 2 o'clock on Zoom, either DM me on Twitter or send me an email, faour975@gmail.com. It will basically, and you'll get all the information as soon as you do that. And just trying to keep, you know, people have asked me if they can share it, and I've just said, well, unless I've talked to you individually, please don't, because I want to keep, you know, tabs of how many people we're going to have. So just have them if they're interested. And I think you'll find it useful. It'll be, you know, about communicating better, about, you know, your interpersonal communications. It'll be about how to write better, how to be better in meetings, all kinds of stuff like that. And I think, you know, most people can benefit from it. And at the very end, I'm going to save like the last 15 minutes to talk about fiction. So probably about 40 minutes is usually what this thing takes. And if you want to stick around and hear, you know, and ask some questions about either the novels, or if you want to hear some of the thought process that goes into fiction, you can. But if you're not interested in that, I'm just going to save that for the end. So it'll be on Zoom, and all you have to do is, like I said, email me or DM me, and I will send you all the information. 713 said, need y'all's advice. Wife and I want to order pizza tonight, but want to order from a local place. We're in East Downtown. Any recommendations? I like District 7 Pizzeria. It's actually over in Midtown, but that one's good. And Vinny's is pretty good, too. That's, in fact, had Vinny's when I was hanging out with the True Anomaly guys last week.
Nice. So, dude, I've finally convinced my kids that there's better pizza out there than Papa John's, and one of the local places by us, they're like, oh man, this place is the best. So that it's called Flame and Stone. That's where we've been ordering from. Very good.
Yeah, the wife found some new place that's awesome that's in our neighborhood, and I don't know what the hell it's called. I'd love to share it with you, but so. Maybe I missed something, and for some reason I'm getting a lot of next door stuff popping up on my screen. severe weather, potential flooding expected Saturday. Basically, there's a flash flood watch from 4 a.m. Saturday through 7 p.m. Saturday evening. Did I miss something? Hasn't it been flash flooding today?
I mean, it hasn't flash flooded at my house, but I'm sure there's parts of town where it has.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious that why are you warning me about tomorrow when you should probably be telling people, hey, not so good today. So he says Spanky's has the best pizza in Houston. I think there's a lot of good pizza places. It's, I mean, look, it's not Chicago. But if you like deep dish, Star Pizza.
Star
Pink's is good. Yeah, I, you know, it's funny. I didn't eat there for almost 20 years because I got food poisoning once. And I finally decided, you know what, that was 20 years ago. Maybe it was something else that caused it. You need to go back. And I'm glad I did because I was missing out. And it was because we were in Chicago so much and I was getting that Lou Malnati's and stuff like that. It's like, oh, I want to get deep dish again. And they do a nice job. Hey, Barry's is good. It's different. That's not too far from where the station is. But there's a lot of good pizza places. But if the two in the area that I know about that we order from all the time are District 7 and Vinny's. So Tyler says the Chargers will replace Anthony Lynn with Eric Bieniemy just to get the draft picks.
I think if you fire a black coach, you lose draft picks.
So
I made that up.
Interesting. But. Yeah.
What's the name of the pizza place? It's like in a strip mall, and I think there's a Papacito's out in the front of that strip mall. It's off Westheimer at like maybe Shepherd. Is it Luna?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's
or
a good
Kirby.
Place.
I mean, it's at Kirby, not Shepherd.
Yeah, it's at Kirby. Yeah, it's Kirby.
Dude, that place is Luna's, legit too.
Yeah, we've gone over there a couple times. That's really good.
And if you're in Montrose, Pizarro's in Montrose is outstanding too.
Yeah, that's a good one. And if you're a sports bar person, Nick at Nick's place makes a great pizza.
Damn good pizza. Damn good calzone too.
Yeah. Yeah. L-Train says flooding a little in League City. Yeah, it's. I mean, I have not gone back to the Doppler. Recently.
Or the Mega Doppler?
The Mega Doppler, there were so many of those little lightning things on there that I couldn't really tell where the rain was. That's how bad that was. So, it's funny, though. Growing up, like, our big treat was Mario's Pizza in Galveston.
Okay.
And, like, that was, if we wanted to get something special, we would drive to Galveston and go to Mario's Pizza, which I don't even know if it's still there. But when you grow up with a certain way with a certain pizza, you always romanticize it, right? So I haven't gone back in years.
Not necessarily. So when I was a kid, when my parents were divorced, and like I would get dropped off to go to one house or the other, we would always meet at at Mr. Gaddy's, I mean, Mr. Gaddy's was fun. Don't get me wrong, because they had games, they had skee ball, they had all that great stuff. But their pizza was garbage. Okay, let's face it. And it's still to this day. I don't even know how many are open anymore. But I know there's a couple in Austin. It ain't good pizza. And like, you know, my kids, they've been to like Chuck E. Cheese maybe once or twice ever. And they're like, well, every time they're asked to go, I'm like, no, the pizza's horrible. Then this COVID hits, and Chuck E. Cheese is one of the places where obviously. You know, them opening up as just a pure restaurant, like you can't go play in the games and stuff. Now all of a sudden, the spotlight is on their food. They got a sign outside that says, large pizzas, $5. And I'm like, yeah, when you go to Chuck E. Cheese, you're playing those games, you're paying $25 for that stupid pizza, like a sucker. And now you realize it's some cardboard with ketchup on it, and it's $5. So now they see. You know, this is not good pizza. I'm trying to show my kids so what good food really is, instead of just trying to feed them feed them disgusting pizza and pretend like it's great. I hope they romanticize good food later on because it's actually good.
Somebody says delivering pizza in League City and it's flooded like crazy. Cars are in ditches and everything. Wish me luck. Yeah, you know, the other place that we went when I was a kid was at Alameda Mall. It was called Shakey's. And they had all these video games. So when my dad a lot of times would have to take us to work with him because there was nobody to watch us because, you know, they were divorced and my mom was off working too. And we were living with my dad. So we would go to work with him. And then, but our treat was on the way there, we'd get to stop at Shakey's and play video games. And that was the best, man. And even through high school, it's like whenever I'd go to a concert, we'd always have to stop at Shakey's on the way home. So
is it still open?
I don't think it's there anymore, no.
Okay.
In fact, I'm 100% sure it's not. But 49 said, I'm from Galveston. Is it Mario's on the Seawall or 61st? When I was growing up, it was just on 61st. I don't know. The one on the Seawall, I think, is new, but I haven't been there in a while. It's just, and there was one in League City that was really good too. Same, I don't know if it's the same owners, but it was a Mario's. All right, seven. God, now I want pizza. This is just. Thanks, everybody. Oh man, now I got to find out what we're having for dinner. Hopefully, she hasn't started anything. Somebody says Cece's is the worst. I disagree. Love Gaddy's.
Ooh, Cece's not good either.
Gaddy's to me is like. No. I think I took the kids there one time, like never again. And even when little kids hate your pizza, that's not a good sign. So,
I mean, I wonder if places like Cece's are ever going to like come all the way back because that's a buffet. I think buffets are going to have the hardest time getting business after all this. Like, you in a hurry to go eat at a buffet now?
No.
That's going to be tough. And that's Chinese buffets, too. And, my favorite kind of restaurant is going to those Brazilian steakhouses where they just keep throwing meat on your plate. I don't know what that experience is going to be like going forward.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in any hurry to do that. And I'll be cool with going out and having dinner in a restaurant once they tell us. Yeah, you know, once we get a little farther into this, maybe once a week, and we used to do it three or four times a week. But I'm not even going to be in a big hurry to do a lot of that anymore.
Yeah,
especially when I can just go order the food and pick it up. I just retweeted this for those of you who are asking about poker. Apparently, there's a cash game already going, according to Jerry. So I retweeted his tweet about it. If you're interested in getting involved in that, there you go. So
Josh says, if you like thin crust, try iFratelli Pizza on 10. You had that?
I don't think I have, and that's about the third person to tell me that.
Okay. Well, maybe you're due.
Somebody says, Fred, you're a weird. What we do in Shadows, I really think it's funny and well-made. Yeah, I've been watching that. I like that. I love the movie. The movie was better, but I guess it's season two of the series. It's pretty funny. It's about a bunch of vampires living among us, and it's just, you know, it's a comedy, and I like it. I enjoy it. It's my kind of weird. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Pat in the 409 says, I think the Rona may be the end of Golden Corral.
Oh, honestly, rightfully so. I mean, no offense to any Golden Corralers out there, but you don't want to eat there. I mean, especially now. People sticking their finger in that chocolate fountain. Ugh.
Yeah. Boy, I hadn't really thought about that because I don't do a lot of buffets. But you're right. Like the Brazilian steakhouses, I think it's the last time that I do that kind of stuff. And it's not technically a buffet, but it's close.
Well, there's a salad bar there.
Yeah, there is a salad bar. This is probably the end of salad bars, huh?
Probably so.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Well, let's just say you've got an infant in your car.
Okay. Been a while, but okay.
Yeah. Are you going to get yourself chased by police doing 100 miles an hour?
That's probably not a good idea.
And if you do that, don't you think you'd fasten the baby's seatbelt?
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to do that all the time.
Well, a motorist who crashed into a police car following a 100-mile-an-hour motorway chase with a baby unfastened in the back seat has been jailed for 26 months. Wayne Smith plowed his black Ford Focus into a police vehicle on August 5th of last year. He sped it over 100 miles an hour before swerving along the road. This was in England, and colliding with a police vehicle. And a young child who was in the back seat in a dirty nappy and without a seatbelt was rescued unharmed from his vehicle and taken to a hospital as a precaution. Okay, just a PSA here.
Don't do that.
If you got kids in the back seat, A, make sure they have a seatbelt on. I know it's uncomfortable and you might not like it, but okay. Don't run from police going 100 miles an hour with the kid in the back. And change the kid's diaper. That's it.
These aren't hard tasks. Let's be pros.
Well, they are hard tasks. But, yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESP. Did you see this picture that E sent us?
No.
He's picking up a swimsuit for the kiddo, and the woman in line in front of him says she's still undecided on the mask, I guess. She's got one on her chin.
Oh, that's helpful.
Like, I'll do that, like, in the car when I'm driving somewhere. But when I get there, you put the damn thing on.
Yeah.
But
I do think it's weird when people wear their mask in the car, though. I'm out on that.
Yeah, I don't really see the need for that. So, I mean, I don't really do that. But, but I always make sure I have one in the car just in case I forget. But, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. But speaking of Jerry Bowe, if you're going to bet on that Bundesliga, yeah, you need to follow him on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He is, he's the best when it comes to soccer. And he knows all these teams. He will crush it. So Jerry Bowe knows with a Z. I think it's Jerry Bowe Bets now. You can just look up Jerry Bowe or... I retweeted him a minute ago, so you can just go find him that way. How's that? That's easier. Mott says, you guys are talking buffets. I'm stressing out over hotel rooms. Mad volume in those rooms. I already took my own sheets, blankets, and linens. Yeah, I think they're going to have to up the standards on that, right?
Yeah. My son was going to play in that World Series tournament in Tennessee. And we had an Airbnb booked. It's like a cottage type thing. And when that got canceled and they were talking about, well, maybe we'll do some end of season tournament, you know, in Dallas or someplace where it's not as, you know, not as far away. And she was like, yeah, but then you got to decide, do you want to stay in a hotel or not? And it made me think like, oh damn, I didn't even really think about that. Like, do I want to stay in a hotel? Would I be willing to stay in a hotel? I don't know. You often don't think about, and even hotels that are well maintained, I still have like concerns about how clean they really are, or if the people are just cleaning them enough that it'll fool people, you know?
Well, that's the thing. I always wonder how much effort they're putting into that, because I remember the time we went to Vegas and I went in my room and it just stank of weed.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, how do you come and clean this room and not notice that?
Fred, and there was one time we went to Vegas and I got into my room and there was urine on the floor of the bathroom.
Ugh.
Like, how's that even happen?
Yeah. Well, I'd almost be more worried about an Airbnb, because at least hotels now are going to have to make different standards. You are going to have to change those linens and everything.
That's true.
I don't think you're going to be able to get away with not doing it, because now you're talking about a health risk that if you walk in there and there's urine on the floor, you got a lawsuit, man.
Yeah, but also with those Airbnbs, there's a review system. And let's face it, like, you can leave a review for a hotel, but it's not impactful. But Airbnb, you get some bad reviews, you lose business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much they're changing sheets and stuff like that. You know, that's
what's the number for you? Like, what's the price for you that you're comfortable paying to make sure you're staying in a nice hotel?
I would say well, I don't know if that's a fair question, because whenever we book something, and like we would do it through, you know, Best Hotel Rates or something like that, but we'd always go for 4 or 5 star hotels. And so more than money, I prefer a 4 star hotel minimum.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's kind of where and the line is drawn differently if I'm staying by myself versus if I have my wife and kids with me. Like, I'll stay in a Motel 6 by myself. I'm not really all that worried about it. But the line definitely moves when I've got my family.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to sound wrong. I don't remember the last time I stayed in a hotel that wasn't really good.
Must be nice being a rich. But
when we travel, I mean, that's part of it, man. I want to stay in a nice place.
Yeah.
I would say maybe the Holiday Inn in Saskatoon like 3 years ago, but even it was really nice for a Holiday Inn. But that's probably it. I think we stayed at some place in Galveston one time that was like $40 a night early on when we first got married. But yeah, since then, I don't think so. Georgia says he's staying at a hotel while working up in Lake Village, Arkansas. Guessing probably not a 5 star, George. I'm just guessing. It's Lake Village, Arkansas.
I spent 2 years of my life living in a hotel.
Yeah?
Yeah, because my dad worked in the oil field, and when we moved, they basically had like this allowance that you were allowed to, like, they would put you in a hotel until you could find until you found a place to live. That was part of the deal when he moved there. And they put us in a hotel. It was super nice, too. Like, I could go down and get you know, breakfast made in the mornings. I had a massive swimming pool. I had a sauna. I had a full gym. I had a jacuzzi. Life was pretty good. And at the time, I was in junior high, I think, and my dad had, you know, he had a young wife, and he had my young brother and sister, my half brother and sister. And so they had one room and I had a connected room, but it was my room. It was just me. Oh, it was so great. And like, I would have the shuttle bus, like the shuttle driver for the hotel is the one who like took me to school in the morning, and he would have to come pick me up after school, which, you know, In hindsight, maybe a little weird, but I didn't care. It was fine with me. I was in 7th, 8th grade. I thought it was kind of cool that the hotel, the Marriott or something, was dropping me off at school.
That would be pretty cool. Man, I must have missed this. Bob Watson died?
Yeah.
Man, he's only 74.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you. I mean, we're starting to see... You saying only 74, I mean, if there's a 6 in the first number, you're in danger these days.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know you don't, but these are facts, Fred.
You're well. Yeah, I am, but I'm gonna keep battling. I'm gonna be out there battling.
Be out there battling, doing my best, trying to stay alive in this Rona.
Someone 3 asking me what was the workshop about on Sunday. Can you give a quick overview? I would just say go back to 5:30 on the podcast, because I went over it a little bit, but it's just teach you some little tricks of the trade and to help you have better conversations personally, to have better conversations professionally. And it's, like I said, it's about a 40-minute presentation, and it's, you know, how to use the force, if you will. And yeah, so just, I kind of went into it at 4:30, so go check that out. All right, what do you have here, Mr. Hoffman?
I've got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Oh, okay, Allstate. Thank goodness, Allstate Siding and Windows. Tell you about them instead. Guys, it's never been easier to get your siding done. It's never been easier to get your windows upgraded. And listen, I know you're worried about having people in your house. Allstate's taking all the extra precautions, taking extra steps to make sure that you're safe and that their people are safe. I mean, that's just the way they're doing things now. And here's the great thing. You can get this done and not pay anything on it for 2 years. That's the special they've got going, $2,500 off all siding, 30% off all window packages, and you could save up to 40% on your energy bills with new vinyl windows through the summer months. That seems like a great deal to me. They're family-owned and operated for over four generations. They give senior discounts, cash discounts, military discounts, first responder discounts. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick. However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.